RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is up, Richmond? Monday morning. How's it going? Hot one this week. You're listening to 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide. On the free Odyssey app, as we do, lots to get into. Great weekend in the world of sports, no matter what you were into. A little something for everybody. Some great baseball, of course, with the Yankees-Red Sox duels. Some great soccer for our soccer folks. And I'm not going to step out of my lane because I know Awad's got it. Awad Radio, you'll hear it noon to 3 today. I know he'll tell you about everything going on with the Euros. I was hanging out with some soccer fans this weekend, was watching the games. I would not dare to have a take on that. We'll get to Take City. When we get to Copa America, I will watch. I'll plant my flag there, declaring it right now on the air. I will watch Copa America. I will have opinions. I will share them on this radio program. Until then, though, we'll leave it to Awad, noon to 3. Grant and Danny, of course, drive you home on The Fan as we settle into this Monday show. Abbreviated week will be off Wednesday for Juneteenth. We'll pick things back up on Thursday, of course. Every day you can grab the podcast. You just search MP on the mic on all major podcast platforms. But I think you've got to start with the U.S. Open, and I want to get to UVA at the College World Series. We'll get there for sure. Want to talk a little VCU basketball. I will do that at 11 o'clock, and we got extensions in the NBA and NHL. Thought we may have finality there over the weekend. Instead, they get extended. You know I love the Stanley Cup, greatest trophy presentation in sports, but it's at least one day away. They'll play again Tuesday night down in the strip mall in Fort Lauderdale, which is, of course, what Lord Stanley had in mind 150 years ago when he started his traveling trophy. All that plus a Flying Squirrels update, but we start, as previously mentioned, at Pinehurst. How could you not after that back nine duel? The sport has taken so much away from us in the last few years, right? I don't want to get poetic or nostalgic or anything here, because it's golf, and golf's still golf, and the Masters is still the Masters, which is why we like it so much. But the Saudi-backed LIV Tour, fracturing in the PGA Tour, wounded but limping on like the Knight in the Monty Python sketch, and some underwhelming majors, and frankly, some underwhelming champions. But it sure seems like when you get to the big stages, the big names do not disappoint. Whether that's Scottie Scheffler, of course, who's having a great year, or the duel between kind of the two faces of that rivalry yesterday. Look, I'll celebrate Bryson in a second, but man, Rory McIlroy. The burnout heard around the world. I don't know if you saw the clip. Obviously made its way around social media. It was played ad nauseum on SportsCenter after being up 2 after 13. So many seconds This is his fourth second-place finish in a major after that run of three major wins that he was the first and best next Tiger. And when he didn't live up to the next Tiger billing, we really haven't come particularly close since. I think Scottie Scheffler's maybe got a crack at it. I think Rory scared us away from the next Tiger designation in a lot of ways through his decline after a really hot start as a youngster. And now as this next young crop comes along, he's still playing good golf, but dang if he doesn't seem like a tragic figure on days like this. Up 2 on 13, misses the putt, and then, you know, has his caddy throw his bags in the car and goes peeling out of Pinehurst last night. I saw the clip online. His car wasted no time getting out of there. Tough one for Rory to digest. And look, you know this, I know this. Gary Hess, nodding along somewhere, he knows this. Golf's a mental game. And look, you can have all the strength in the world, all the skill in the world, and Rory McIlroy does. But you finish second four times, it's in your head. And you line up over that putt at Pinehurst and you miss it, it's going to be in his head for a while. Back-to-back U.S. Open runner-up, playing tremendous golf, but not the kind of golf that's going to get him over the hump on the back nine on the Sunday of a major with another esteemed competitor breathing down his neck. And that's Rory's life right now. He is the second-place guy, and he's going to be wandering in the golfing wilderness until he can put a fourth major in the bag. And until then, I think it's going to be a rough go of it on the links for Rory, which, you know, the major's the thing. It's about the major, not the money for Rory, obviously. But you look at the payout structure, that putt cost Rory $1.4 million yesterday, right? The golfers don't like talking about how much is on the line, about the money they, you know, it's about the golf, it's pure. I feel like this is brutally underplayed in the world of golf, right? This needs to be on the screen at all times down the stretch. Bryson DeChambeau, $4.3 million for winning the U.S. Open. Look, he won. It's a big tournament. A lot of people watch. They sold a lot of commercials. Not arguing that either way. That's the amount of money he made. That's the amount of money athletes make. That's great. But second place, Rory, $2.32 million. That's $2.1 million left. And obviously, if they'd tied, gone to a playoff, that split turns out differently. $1.23 million for the tie for third place. And then fifth place, $843,000, Matthew Pavon. $843,000 to $4.3 million on two or three strokes on the back nine at Pinehurst. Look, you don't need to add in the money to have drama. There was so much drama. The storylines were so good. But you throw in that money, that's the underplayed part of golf. That is not the championship. Look, the championships matter. But it's like in Formula One, they're always, to be a real Formula One fan, you got to watch the downgrid races, right? The race for sixth and the race for seventh, because there's millions of dollars on the line there. They don't play up in golf. I'm like, some dude's coming in, he's in 18th place, he's got a putt on 18. That's a $100,000 putt right there. That's real money, even for these guys, even for these professional athletes. The money is huge, the spotlight is huge, and for Rory McIlroy, unfortunately, the disappointment is going to be huge. How could you not feel for him? He was set up to be the main character for the PGA, and instead hasn't quite played out the way he hoped it would. His career hasn't quite played out the way he hoped it would, and now another second-place finish in a major. All of which is to take us to Bryson DeChambeau.
For a U.S. Open championship, Bryson DeChambeau now has two, the second at number two.
And the Payne Stewart celebration, which plays into, where I want to go with Bryson, who is the mad scientist, of course, a character of his own, one of the early lived defectors. And, it feels like we had a normal storyline here, right? the Saudis are the bad guys. They came in, they bought the best golfers. Everybody's mad. It sure feels like things have regressed back to, if not normal, at least where Bryson and the LIV guys can be just golfers on weekends like this. It feels like the LIV storyline has played out. And I'm not going to say that's even public apathy or anything that the LIV Tour has done. Goodness knows the Saudis are probably beyond redemption when it comes to, turning back into good guys, right? It just feels like ever since the PGA Tour said we're going to merge with them and stab their own players in the back, it's hard to distinguish who's the good guy and who's the bad guy. Bryson took the money, and there was a lot of money, and he goes off and he plays golf that nobody watches on the CW network in front of DJs. But the PGA Tour's not the good guys because they caved and trying to make a deal with LIV, and certainly what they've done hasn't been on the up and up either. It feels more and more like at the majors, there aren't good guys and there aren't bad guys. There's just golfers playing golf. And of course, Rory is a sympathetic figure, but I think Bryson's a really likable dude too, and you could see it in the galleries, people pulling for him. I think the galleries came out for Bryson DeChambeau. They've spoken, and what the fans have said is not we're siding with the Saudis or we're siding with the PGA and you know the commissioner and that money. What they've said is, we're siding with golf, and we want to watch golfers. We want to watch the best in the world compete, and right now, you only get to do that four times a year at these majors, which I think makes them extra special to golf fans, and when you have one as good as yesterday's was, when you have a finish as awesome as that back nine was, that's what golf fans want. They don't want squabbling or, you know, 54 hole shotgun starts or fields that have people you've never heard of in them rolling through, you know, Dubuque, Iowa on a Thursday afternoon. They want the stars, and the stars come out to play four times a year, and the stars came out at one of the best courses in Pinehurst, which is a semi-permanent home of the U.S. Open now, as it should be. Great course down there in North Carolina. They keep expanding. They keep growing in everything they do down there at Pinehurst, which is awesome. But it just felt like, you know, Bryson doing the Payne Stewart cheer in North Carolina at Pinehurst, knowing the game, respecting the crowd, respecting the match. And you know, look, you got the LIV, and it's not going anywhere. And the PGA's got its dysfunction. That's not going anywhere. And next Tiger's not walking through that door. But we're three majors in now, and we've had two wildly compelling storylines, two wildly compelling majors, and we've also had one where the best golfer in the world got arrested and ruined a policeman's pants. That happened as well. Look, sometimes the stories write themselves. Sometimes the stories have nothing to do with that. It happens on the links. That was the case at the PGA Championship. But Pinehurst delivered. I think the Masters delivered. I think dominance is fun in its own way. I really do. I feel for Rory. But Bryson, I think, is leading the way. That we don't have the LIV and the PGA anymore. We just got a lot of mercenary golfers, and we only get to watch them four times a year playing against each other. And that's a shame, but it makes it that much more special, and it was certainly a special one yesterday at Pinehurst. We'll roll along in the show. UVA out at the College World Series. 0-2, Jay Wolfolk fighting through it. You could see that. Bullpen just didn't have it yesterday. That's a tough tournament to win. That's a tough tournament to advance in. All eight teams there this year in particular belong there. When you got good baseball teams and you're only playing two baseball games, coin flips are gonna happen. As I mentioned, I want to talk VCU in hour number two. We will get to that. I want to talk a little Commanders too. We'll wrap up minicamp. We'll do that with our guy Craig Hoffman. Conversation we had back in the Ashburn parking lot last week. We'll play that for you on the other side. We're off and rolling. It's the Monday edition of MP on the Mic. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now at 105.
MP on the Mic. Let's kick off the 11 o'clock hour right here. Let's do it right on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Appreciate you guys sticking with us in the summer months. Certainly not lacking
for things to talk about. UVA bounced from the College World Series. Tough break for them at a tough, tough event to win there in Omaha. I think no matter how you score the season, this isn't basketball, right? The basketball team disappointed in the A-10 tournament, or ACC tournament rather, then disappointed again in the NCAA tournament, kind of gave the skeptics a lot of ammunition. This wasn't that. This was a really good baseball team that validated its national seed by blowing through the regional, blowing through the super regional, ran into a couple of buzzsaws. Really good North Carolina teams playing some great baseball. And then yesterday, Jay Wolfolk, look, just you could tell he was fighting through it. Left 2-0. The door was still cracked open there. The bats never came alive against Florida State, though, a program with a deep, rich tradition. UVA bows out. First team out of Omaha. First team to play. First team out. First in, first out there in Omaha. Another great season for Brian O'Connor. Gets his contract announced. Contract extension announced on the eve of the College World Series. I don't doubt that we have not heard the last. UVA, they'll reload next year. They'll be right back at it. Tons of fun out there at Davenport Field. And tough finish to a really good season for the Wahoos. Know who's talking tonight. They are on summer break. They'll come back in August for the football season, which I am considerably less excited about, but that's all right, because the football season gives way to basketball season, which gives way to spring sports season. And also, it's swimming trials week, and if you're a UVA fan, every time you look in the water, somebody from UVA is winning their way to Paris or setting a world record or something ridiculous out there at that pool in Indianapolis. A really cool setup they have there where they built the Olympic trials pool in the middle of the Indianapolis Colts Stadium. Biggest crowd to ever watch a swimming event. And certainly going to be a fun week out there. Lots of UVA, both current swimmers and alumni, well represented, and will be well represented in Paris. Had a little Richmond representation as well, with Charlie Swanson winning the backstroke prelims there. We'll watch him in the finals. That's all week on NBC as they set the Olympic team, get everybody ready for Paris. Now, opening ceremonies in Paris, I believe, are the second day of training camp out there in Ashburn. So a lot of stuff's going to start simultaneously into August. That'll be a great month here on The Fan. Of course, you're home for the Commanders in Richmond. That's also ACC kickoff week. I know our guy Awad will be down there getting the scoop on ACC football. I mentioned I'm not bullish on UVA football. You need a quarterback. They don't have a quarterback. They have one. His name's Anthony Calandria. They seem dead set on not letting him be the quarterback, though. It concerns me mightily. You know I'm fired up about the Hokies, though. I think there's real potential for a great start there. Headed out to Nashville for the opener at Nissan Stadium, home of the Titans. You'll hear that, of course, on the Odyssey networks when we get there. Love being the affiliate for the Hokies. We're the affiliate for the Wahoos as well on our sister station, 1140 WRVA. And, of course, your home for Commanders football all season long with Jaden Daniels. If you missed my conversation with Craig Hoffman, grab the Odyssey app. It's free. It's got the rewind button. But I want to talk about another subject near and dear to us here at The Fan. I think we'll touch them all here because we did a squirrels update there in the last hour. I think that hits them all once we get VCU basketball. And Ryan Odom gave some VCU basketball updates on Thursday night during the coach's hour with our guy Robbie Robinson, play-by-play voice of the Rams. He was asked about player weights and body sizes, and he dropped a little Christian Furman tidbit on us. This is VCU coach Ryan Odom during the coach's show last Thursday night.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Are guys getting bigger? Do you see some physical, like if you took a picture of the guys on, you know, after the game in Utah to now, do you see some size?
I'll give you a funny story. So yes. Firm, once the season ended, right before he went home for a little bit of a break, Firm had to have his tonsils out.
Okay.
And anybody in here that's had their tonsils out, I have.
Yeah.
When you do it after about 21 years old or 22, it's not the same as if you're, you know, 12 or 13. And not an easy surgery for anyone at this point. So he did that, and he did great. He did really well throughout the surgery, but he lost basically about 30 pounds.
You're kidding.
Yeah, so he was about 205 pounds going into his break when he went home, and his whole goal was he was just gonna pound food, you know, while he was home, you know, with his family and lift weights. And so he did that. I have never seen a guy get back to their original weight that quickly.
30 pounds.
Oh yeah, like back. I mean, he looked really skinny, and then all of a sudden, you know, he came back and he still looked a little bit skinny, but he'd gained some weight. About 10 or 12 of it back, but now he's all the way. I made him get on the scale the other day. I was like, no way you've gained all the weight back. And sure enough, he was at 232.
It's a healthy thing.
Yeah.
It's a, like a muscular
He's in great shape.
He didn't come back with like a big belly and double chin or anything.
No, he got back to his fighting weight, and now he's going to put some more on. So he's not the only one.
Right.
Fats is doing a good job. Joe, don't want to put his business out there, but he's no longer vegetarian, so he started to eat meat again, and he's gained weight. And so we have to watch that a little bit, you know, with him. He's gained weight. Like, he looks a lot bigger.
Really?
Up top, for sure. Zeb looks really good. Trying to think of other guys. Michael Bell.
That's the looks freshman like to sophomore.
Yeah, you know, he's got no fat on him at all. Like, really strong.
VCU coach Ryan Odom chatting with Robbie Robinson the other night on the coach's show. We'll slide back to Firm in a second, but that was a very casual drop there on Joe Bamisil. I don't put Joe's business out there. He eats meat now. He's bulking up. He's not a plant boy anymore. Good for Joe. Welcome to the club, Joe. I'm a meat eater too. I also put the pounds on from time to time. You're just better at shooting three-pointers than I am, so keep doing that, please. We'll need that this year down at the Siegel Center, down at the Stu, where Joe Bamisil is going to be an integral part of this team. And this will be the first basketball team he's been on in almost a decade, where it's his second year with the same team, with the same coaches, with the same chemistry. Didn't have it in high school, didn't have it as he bounced around in college. That continuity, you're hoping that pays off for him. What would a little extra muscle mean? I don't know that it means a whole lot in terms of position. I know that I loved it last year when he went to the rack, because I think that made people respect the three-point shot a lot more. Does it mean you could get more of that? Sure. I don't think we're going to live in a world where Joe's a four or a five, certainly not a five. I don't think we're going to live in a world where Joe's a four even. I just don't think we're trending to that space, but I haven't seen the guy. Ryan Odom has. Apparently he's bulking up a bit now that he's off the vegetarian diet. So good for him. Keeping the folks busy down there at the BDC, keeping the chefs on their toes. The Christian Furman story was wild, though. 30 pounds. That is a fluctuation for pulling the tonsils out. Now, I did not have my tonsils pulled. I had the wisdom teeth, not the tonsils. It's a show. I get that. But that's especially for a guy who's keeping that athletic figure, 30 pounds, both the down then the up, that is wild both ways for him. I think he's a critical part of this year's team, right? You got the freshman coming in who brings a little size, but really they stood pat in the interior in a lot of ways, and they're putting a lot of trust in Christian Furman to be a big piece on this year's team. I think the other question a lot of people have this time of year is, how's the schedule coming along? Schedule's coming along nicely. Got an MTE tournament, multi-team event out there where they're going to have the chance to play a lot of good basketball teams. Road game to New Mexico, which I absolutely love, and Ryan Odom took that one on as well.
We want to play Virginia. We want to play Virginia Tech. You know, we want to play some of these locals. Obviously, getting an ACC team on a neutral site's good. Could potentially get another one in Miami, you know, down there in Charleston. So, right. You know, it's a good schedule, you know, Okay. Without a doubt. And certainly we thought last year's was good as well. We're going to be away from home a little bit more than we were last year. We wanted to get that true road game in there, so we were able to do that with New Mexico, which will be a really hostile environment and will be very similar to the going to Dayton or going to some of these places where we'll get tested. And so you don't want it to be the first time, you know, when you go on the road. It's a good schedule, and it's one that we believe will, you know, help prepare us certainly for the A-10, but also, you know, NCAA tournament.
Was there enthusiasm with New Mexico State and Colorado State to play us? New Mexico and Colorado State to play us? Was that, were they open to that? And
yeah,
was
they definitely, they definitely were. And it's something that we talked about in our coaches' meetings and the A-10 meetings. You know, we definitely need to play the Mountain West. I think they got six teams in last year. And
right.
So we've got to start advancing that, you know, in our league, and we've got to test ourselves against. And the best way to do it is to play them. And so I'm not sure if any other programs in the A-10 are going to match up against any, but we could get another one in Nevada tournament as well.
Yeah, you alluded at it there at the end. That's VCU coach Ryan Odom with Robbie Robinson on Thursday night talking about this year's schedule. A lot of it isn't just who VCU plays. It's who the A-10 plays and how they build up that net ranking in the non-conference, because it's largely set once you get to conference play. If your conference hasn't proven itself in November and December, it's very hard to climb out of that hole. We've seen that year in, year out. We saw the Mountain West, as he alluded to, really gamed the system in a lot of ways last year, cracked the code, figured out how to get that number way up. Big 12 figured out how to get that number way up, and you saw them reap the rewards on Selection Sunday as well. And that's the game the A-10's trying to play. That's where they're trying to get, where the champion and multiple other teams make the tournament last year. Certainly Duquesne's success will enhance that. VCU winning a couple of games in the NIT will enhance that. Dayton what they did all year. You need more teams like that. And the more teams you get like that, the better off they're going to be as a conference. But I love that road game in New Mexico. You get a quality team. You get a team that's okay with playing you because they can't get the big boys to call them back either. That's going to be a ton of fun for VCU basketball fans. For the lucky few who get to go out there, it's one of the great venues in college basketball. Robbie and Rodney among the lucky few there. For everybody else, we'll enjoy watching that one on TV. Great early barometer as we keep an eye on VCU basketball as we move towards VCU hoop season right here on 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We'll bring Marlon the intern in. We'll do NFL Team of the Day in the NFC South when we return. We will also dive into the NBA and NHL, and of course, heartbreak for Rory. Big win for Bryson. As I mentioned in the 10 o'clock hour, I don't view this as a win for LIV or a loss for the PGA Tour at all. I've moved past that. It's just golf. They're just golfers. They're the world's best. We get to watch them four times a year. We appreciate it when it happens. When it doesn't happen, that's all right. We can ignore it. We're fully capable of ignoring golf. Same way we did pre-Tiger. Until the sport gets its act together, these four majors are largely what we have. I know they're the diehards. I know there's the people who watch every week. But I promise you, not a lot of you out there watching LIV Golf week in and week out. This is your chance to see the best in the world play against each other. And dang if they didn't completely deliver at Pinehurst. We'll slide back around on that. NFL Team of the Day on the other side. You are listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1.
It's a Monday morning. Thanks for joining us, Richmond. It's 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM.
We are worldwide on the free Odyssey app, as we always are, and of course on all major podcast platforms. What we aren't is losing 2 minutes an hour to the updates from Pinehurst, thanks to the folks at Westwood One for keeping us updated ever since Thursday on that. But we are reclaiming that time today. It is back in our purview. We can do whatever we want with it. I could just sit here for 2 minutes. I actually can't sit here for 2 minutes because once we go silent, that triggers a warning and the people who run this station see that and see that I'm laying down on the job. So I can do whatever I want. I just can't do it quietly. What I want to do is use a little bit of that time on a Richmond Flying Squirrels update. Got to do the Squirrels update because things got better after we went off the air on Friday. I'm not saying things got better because we went off the air Friday. There's no correlation, no causation, nothing of that sort. If anything, I feel like we spur them on to victory pretty well around here. We did party time on Friday. Maybe that was it. Maybe that was what the Squirrels needed. I don't know. What matters is the Squirrels were struggling when we went off the air Friday, and the Squirrels are dominating now that we are back on the air Monday. 4-6 against the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. They're not cats. They're actually a member of the Weasel family. Squirrels raised their record to 30-33 by winning Friday, Saturday, and the Sunday matinee. When we talked to Trey Wilson last week, he said, look out, some of these bats are about to get hot in a great ballpark up there in New Hampshire, Delta Dental Stadium, which, of course, is known as the Big Tooth by this program and possibly no other radio program in America. What's important is Jairo Pomares hit 3 home runs last week against the Fisher Cats, 9-for-22 at the plate, added 8 ribbies and 2 doubles. Here he is yesterday, extending the Richmond Flying Squirrels lead.
3.96 earned run average in 17 outings with New Hampshire. This one is blasted well back to right field. That is a moonshot from Pomares and gone! Holy cow, Jairo Pomares touched the sky with that hit. And it's a 2-0 lead for the Flying Squirrels on a home run by Jairo. Big home run for Pomares, and his excellent week continues. His 6th home run of the season, 3rd this week.
5-0 your final up there in New Hampshire. Flying Squirrels, big winners over the Fisher Cats. Look, first half, pennant out of reach, but never too early to regroup and reload for that second half pennant, get back in the playoffs for a third consecutive year. 5-0 final. It was the Squirrels' ninth shutout win of the season. That's tied with the Akron Rubber Ducks for the most in the Eastern League. Squirrels off today. We'll check in tomorrow with our guy Trey Wilson, Tuesdays with Trey. He is on his way to Portland, Maine. Going to catch some lobster, watch some baseball. Portland Sea Dogs take on the Squirrels. 6-game set starts tomorrow night. Nick Sinicola starts for Richmond. First pitch scheduled for 6 p.m. So we'll cut into Grant and Danny a little early tomorrow night, 5:35 pregame. You know where to get the Squirrels action all season long. It's right here on 910 The Fan. So they're on the road for a second straight week. Then they'll come home for a 6-game set against the Somerset Patriots, Yankees affiliate. Anytime the Yankees affiliate's in town, you know it's going to be a scene out there at the Diamond. And I can vouch, there's going to be a scene out there at the Diamond when the Squirrels take on the Yankees affiliate. Should be a ton of fun. Get your tickets now. July 4th, if it's not already sold out, is on the verge of being sold out. So we pass along that warning. If you'd like to watch baseball on July 4th, either act now or it's too late to act. We're right on the edge. It's one of the two. I can promise you that much. Good Commanders chat there in hour number one of this show as we bring it to a close. Always appreciate Craig Hoffman, host on the Team 980 up in Washington, D.C., and that's our sister station on the free Odyssey app. Lots of talk about the cuts and the training camp and all that, of course. We devoted a lot of the show on Thursday to Jaden Daniels. A lot of talk about Jaden Daniels and how he's progressed. I think the national hype is really ahead of the local hype at this point on Jaden Daniels. And we'll dive in. We got 5 weeks to dive into all this. But let's pass along Dan Quinn's thoughts. This is Mitch Tischler, our guy, Beltway Football, asking, hey, like, you going to name Jaden the starter? What's up with that?
Early on in camp, Marcus Mariota was taking most of the reps with the ones. As we've gotten a little further in mini camp, it seems Jaden has taken over. In your mind, is Jaden the starter, and do you expect as we get to training camp that he'll get most of the work with the ones?
Well, in true competition, that's, you know, why we set it up as we did, to have Marcus have some and Jaden to have some. So, no great declarations other than, like, being true to who we are, you know, as competitors. There's no doubt that Jaden's making unbelievable progress here, and we'll have a really fun camp. But he's earned that opportunity to go compete. We wouldn't have given him those spaces and those times and those reps if he hadn't, but it was really clear that he's put in the work and he was ready to do that. So it was by intention for sure that he was able to do that.
Translation, only a matter of time, as it should be. Look, this isn't a sham competition. This isn't one of those things where, it's set to deliver a result, as it was when Dwayne Haskins won the starting job, as it was when RG3 won the starting job over Kirk Cousins in the first Jay Gruden camp. This is legitimate. And this is legitimate that Jaden Daniels has outperformed Marcus Mariota, has outworked Marcus Mariota, and is more deserving of the starting job than Marcus Mariota is at this juncture. And I think you'll hear a lot of that hype grow. We're into talking season, as I call it here, right? Bit season on radio, talking season for the people who cover football. Nobody's doing anything. Nobody's practicing. Everybody's just talking with each other, and a whisper becomes a yell, becomes a shout, becomes a rallying cry. And I think the whispers out of Ashburn are going to be, hey, this kid looks pretty good. Like, you know, nobody wants to jinx it. We've all lived this story before. This kid looks like he might be the real deal. And I have a ton of questions behind that. I think a lot of people do. They didn't do enough at key positions. That's up to Cliff Kingsbury. That'll be on him to protect his young quarterback, to keep him in a good spot, to keep him available and healthy and able to play throughout the upcoming season. That's on Cliff. But if Cliff can do his job and Jaden can do his job, I think people are going to be pleasantly surprised by number 5 and what he brings to quarterback position for the Washington Commanders. Speaking of talking season, I want to do talking season on another local team near and dear to our hearts here at 910 The Fan. We're also the affiliate of VCU Basketball. Coach Ryan Odom sat down with Robbie Robinson for the Odom Hour on Thursday night. Want to play you some of that. when we get back for hour number two. This is 910 The Fan.
One final segment. Let's bring this thing in for a landing. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. Our little show's called MP on the Mic. We appreciate you making it a part of your day as we barrel towards our one-year anniversary here, which will coincide with the start of the next NFL season. Very much looking forward to that. Appreciate everybody who makes this a part of their routine, both on the air, on the free Odyssey app, and on all major podcast platforms. Great show today. Hope you got a chance to enjoy it. Started with the U.S. Open. And look, my contention that this isn't LIV versus the PGA anymore, that this isn't the good guys versus the bad guys anymore, this isn't Star Wars. They're not wearing black shirts and white shirts out there playing golf. The PGA muddied that mess up. They did that by, you know, trying to cut a deal with the Saudis behind the golfer's back by leaning on Rory's loyalty and then not rewarding it in any way, essentially. And then working towards a merger that may happen, may not happen, diluting their product in the process. But for Rory, man, look, the golf delivers. The golf always delivers. And no matter how you feel about the state of things and you got feelings about the state of things right now, right? You know, you don't get to watch the LIV golfers except for the real diehards who go find them out on YouTube or the CW. This is it. Four times a year, we get to watch the best in the world against each other. Got a juicy back nine pairing. I mean, just in terms of raw storylines, in terms of the way it played out, absolutely one of the best U.S. Opens in recent memory. One of the best major tournaments in recent memory. The golf delivered, Pinehurst delivered. You knew they weren't going to make that course easy, and they found a way to make it a true test for the game's best. Bryson DeChambeau, your winner at the U.S. Open, doing the Payne Stewart celebration, winning the crowd over. And look, at the very start, those LIV golfers got booed in these galleries. It's not the case anymore. Golf fans have spoken. They want to see the world's best compete against each other, and they understand the PGA ruined this. There was a chance for this to be good guys against bad guys, and it's not. It's just golfers now out there playing golf. Bryson DeChambeau, U.S. Open champion, but a lot of the narrative is going to be around Rory, and Rory's going to need to keep his head in the sand for a little while here. Another second-place finish in a major. Heartbreaking for him. For sure. It's hard to play golf, play free, play undistracted when you've got that hanging over your head at all times. And after that missed putt, only all the more so. And for Bryson, rising to the moment as he does, we saw him rise to the moment once again, the up and down on 18. Pinehurst was a tough course and he tamed it. Proves that he's one of the world's best, and I think very much belongs in that conversation, the Scottie Scheffler conversation right now. When you're talking about who the best golfers in the world are, he has proved it week in, week out at these majors. Who knows what he's doing on the LIV Tour? Who knows what team he's on? I don't know. I don't care. I'm watching four times a year, and when I turn on the TV, there's Bryson DeChambeau, and he's playing some pretty dang good golf. We gave you the Squirrels update as well. Squirrels update, they got good after we went off the air on Friday. Won their last three up in New Hampshire. They will take on Portland in Portland, Maine all week. That starts tomorrow night right here on The Fan. Series runs through Sunday, then they'll come back home next week. So we're 8 days away from the Squirrels returning to the Diamond. We'll look forward to that. They take on Somerset. That's the Yankees AA affiliate when they get back. You talk about good baseball, good players, chance to see future stars. I know that's something a lot of people have lamented since the R. Braves left. Look, I'm old enough to remember that, right? That the R. Braves say, hey, you know, you can watch these guys and then watch them on TBS and watch them in the big leagues. It's not quite the same with the Giants. If you want to see some future stars, get out there next week when they play Somerset, because the Yankees have a loaded farm system right now. They will bring it to Richmond. They will be on display.
I think the Squirrels can give them some games, too. I think there's going to be some fun baseball played out there at the Diamond. But the cart's well ahead of the horse right now. We'll do Tuesdays with Trey tomorrow. We'll set up a great week of Flying Squirrels baseball here on The Fan. Unfortunately, no more UVA sports in this athletic year, in this athletic calendar year. The baseball team bows out. Two losses in Omaha. Got walked off by North Carolina on Friday, a heartbreaker. You know, look, that first game can set the tone for so much. And then Jay Wolfolk battles, ultimately has to leave because of an injury. Florida State gets the better of them, sends them home. And what is and what will go down as one of the most loaded College World Series fields in recent memory. This College World Series is absolutely the best of the best in NCAA baseball. With some really good talent every single time you turn on the TV from Omaha. They play twice a day. That's worth watching twice a day between now and whenever they crown a champion because there's some good baseball being played out there. Like I mentioned, did a little VCU hoops in the 11 o'clock hour. If you missed it, grab the podcast, grab the Odyssey app. It's got the rewind button. Ryan Odom giving us a little update on this year's team. Christian Furman lost 30 pounds after his tonsils were removed, has gained it all back, looking good. They need him. They need him with a little beef on him, too. They're in the middle. They got a lot of help on the outside, not as much help in the interior, right? I was hoping they'd add another big man, but it looks like that's going to be on Christian Furman's shoulders when the season starts up. So important for him. And Joe Bamisil is off a vegetarian diet and has started bulking up a little bit, according to VCU coach Ryan Odom. Little off-season tidbit for you. That'll keep you warm until we light the fires of VCU basketball again on The Fan. That will be here before you know it, as it always is. We'll bow out here. AWOD Radio up next, noon to 3. Capital Ale House, home of Richmond's OG Burger Night. We'll look forward to that. Grant and Danny drive you home. We're back here tomorrow, same time, same place. Always appreciate you guys coming along for the ride. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.